You are listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops, on HoopFeed.com.
We're talking 3-on-3 basketball this week on HoopFeed on Dishin' and Swishin', and I'm pleased to welcome USA Basketball's Travis Johnson, the person that is in charge of the 3-on-3 program for the United States. Travis, how are you?
I'm doing good. We're doing our last day of training camp. The guys are actually finishing their last scrimmages, and we're ready to get on that plane and go to Greece for next week's tournament.
This is a pretty killer team that was assembled. How did the idea come about to choose initially? We'll include Alyssa in the block too, but those are some high level talent. How did they come about being chosen?
They came about through our women's director, Carol Callen, and we looked to her to see if she could put together a strong team of four ladies to compete. But the ladies did have to compete in our initial national tournament, where we had about five or six other local Colorado women's teams that put together 3-on-3. We did a national tournament, and these four ladies, as expected, did so well. They won the tournament, and we went ahead and decided to choose them as our USA basketball women's representative team for 3-on-3.
And one of those teams, of course, we know included Colorado's own Ann Strother, who fortuitously for USA Basketball was there and is available and was able to step in.
I can't be more happy and surprised than I am that she was actually available. She actually had next week off. Timing couldn't have been better to get Ann on board. No, it was last minute, but the personality that she has and the love she has for the game, she's fitting right in. She's had two strong practices, two strong scrimmages, and she's just fitting in right in with the other ladies. And we look to have a decent shot over in Greece next week.
Well, so USA Basketball seems to have really embraced the 3-on-3 concept and the idea of promoting it going forward as even a possible Olympic sport. Could you talk about the growth of this internationally and why it's so important for basketball to have the 3-on-3 game as a part of things?
So internationally, working with FIBA and just getting their take on how they see this growing, their main take of seeing 3-on-3 grow globally is that you get more individuals playing the game of basketball, whereas that you can build a 4-person team out of Sri Lanka and Guam easier than it can a 12-person team that will go up against, basketball hardworking, dedicated teams like United States and Spain and Argentina. That's just their goal. And we as USA Basketball love that because not only did America create basketball, we created the 3-on-3 game as well, which kind of deteriorated there for a while. But we think this will get more people playing basketball, and we just want to get the country as itself represented. We want to take the first step in being part of this 3-on-3 global initiative.
Now, one of the things that seems to really fly right with the 3-on-3 is FIBA seems to be taking this to the social media and the internet as well, because they've got their you've got to be. I've never heard of somebody having to register. Of course, for USA Basketball and such, but at 3on3planet.com. I mean, they really are using this is like the new 21st century basketball.
It is, and with the 3-on-3 planet and how they have the players register, it's almost like a ranking, not almost, but it is what's going to be the ranking system, just like tennis and just like golf. So if I'm Joe Basketball and I'm going out and playing in tournaments, and I just want to see how I compete against other 3-on-3 individual participants throughout the world and, our country itself.
Now, this is obviously the World Championships, the first one that's been held for senior women's team. But there's other events and things that they have 3-on-3 internationally as well.
Correct. FIBA itself is doing their world tour, which they have the tournament going on. It just ended in New York this weekend. So they're having a world tour where they're doing New York, Sao Paulo, Madrid, Istanbul, and Vladivostok. And then the culminating finals will be in Miami in September.
It's really kind of neat. The word that I keep coming back to is grassroots. It seems like that's really where they're going for, is they want to see, not necessarily, we happen to have a team of NCAA stars, but they seem to be really able to push this to anybody that really is a talented player from anywhere.
I love it. I love the aspect of a grassroots because, again, going back to this 3-on-3 process of how you're getting four teams, four players instead of 12 players, now if you keep it on the grassroots level, you're pulling, you know, that one superstar local neighborhood kid that didn't have a chance to make it to college and on the NBA but still has the legs to play this game. Now he's given another opportunity to come back from, you know, beyond the trees, beyond the fences of the local playground and put him in the spotlight now.
You know, one of the things that I have to admit, I'm not sure, is one of the, they talk on FIBA's website about the fact that 3-on-3 is preferentially played outdoors. Is this going to be held outdoors?
This event in Greece will be held outdoors. The surface is a little bit different. It's a sport court, hard court surface. You can do the outdoor, but there's so many elements that you have to be able to provide these athletes the safety that it needs to take to play this game. But, you know, if they're getting as close as they can to the outdoor aspect of it, just like beach volleyball. I mean, we all know where that is now. Like, and they're looking at this concept to be sort of the same. You know, you have the music. You have the screeching of sneakers and just everything going on. I mean, it's as a fan myself, outside of me putting this program together, as a fan watching the game, it's so intense with the 12-second shot clock. There's never a dull moment in a 10-minute game.
You know, that was one of the things that was really kind of cool, talking to the girls, that each of them made the comment about how much fun they're having with it being like a perpetual fast break.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every part of this 3-on-3 game is built and is incorporated into 5-on-5 games. So they're getting a lot more enhancements in their own game by playing this type of style.
But Chavis, how did you get interested in moving over to 3-on-3 basketball in your responsibilities and what you're doing and really getting into the 3-on-3 sport as much as you have compared to the 5-on-5?
So I came from, I joined USA Basketball, I came from the NBA. I was in the NBA for 8 years, so I did their events and attractions. I was in their events and attractions group. So one of my projects that I worked on yearly, annually, was the Basketball Without Borders program, which is international development camp. So at one of the particular development camps, we decided to do a 3-on-3 with the some of the 50 players that we had there. And going back to what I'm saying about how the fast pace, it's moved, it's never a dull moment, you know, that's just what it is. That's what just drove me over here. And when I found out that USA Basketball was building this 3-on-3 program, I threw my hat in it, and just the level of interest just sparked in me, and I just did what I had to do to get here where I am. I've been going nonstop since February 1st. Hasn't been a dull moment since I've been here. And just the teams we have now just build that much more excitement to get this program off the ground and running.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing that this is coming in the same summer as the Olympic team, the U18 championships, the U17 championships? Are you concerned that this is something that gets lost in the shuffle a little bit?
No, it's funny you say that. Just a quick joke of mine. It's bad for me because all of our staff were everywhere this whole summer. It was just me. But it helps. On the flip side, it helps because now I have the framework of the 3-on-3 tournaments, the training camps, all of that necessary vital information moving forward. But I think with it being in a tough, heavily scheduled year as this, and it's still being promoted, you and I are having discussions about it, you know, I think that's good because it's still being talked about with everything else going on.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's phenomenal. I love the concept. And so what's the next step now, Joe? There's World Championships this year. How does the momentum stay, and what kind of events should people be looking for throughout the United States in the future?
So what I'm looking for, and I'll kind of make this short, FIBA does the U18s every year, and they only do the senior divisions semi-annually. So every 2 years we'll have our seniors, and every 2 years we'll have our seniors and juniors. Every year we'll have our juniors / U18s. So what I plan to do in working with USA Basketball is to build a national tournament every year. So even when that's on that off-year seniors division play, I still want to have a USA Basketball National Tournament. This way, the winner of that has an automatic bid for next year's tournament for that chance to advance to FIBA Worlds and hopefully the Olympics.
That sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the idea to get players that aren't necessarily collegiate players or WNBA players, are you looking to create your own pool of players?
Yes, definitely. And that's one of the tough things, going back to your question about a year like this. Yes, it was tough for us because of all the other players doing all the other tournaments. Going forward, once this gets out in the open and once folks understand, my biggest challenge in February when it started is nobody thought that it could be real. You know, what do you mean USA Basketball has 3-on-3 and they're doing 3-on-3? What national championship can you go to? What international tournament can you go to? They didn't think it was real. So when we actually, when we had the first national tournament here, we chose our winners. It went up on USA Basketball. People started to see that it was real and it was out there. I had teams that played in that tournament that automatically flipped the switch and said, okay, we got to get rid of this guy. We got to pick up another guy. He doesn't shoot well enough, but we got to get the taller guy to get down on the blocks to get more rebounds, because that's where we got beat at. So I can see next year teams are just putting together their teams now, practicing with each other, and they're just going to come back stronger next year.
Well, it certainly seems like the program is headed in the right direction, and you've done a great job in getting – you know, some buzz created for something in such a busy year. So let me congratulate you on that.
I appreciate it. It's been tough, but it's been a great challenge.
Well, now comes the real big challenge. Go out and bring back yet another medal for the United States, preferably a gold one.
We have to follow in the footsteps of all the rest of our teams so far this year, so we're not looking for anything less.
Sounds great. Travis, thanks again for your time, and I really appreciate it. Good luck, and have a wonderful trip.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
This is Maya Moore, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin'.
Hey everybody, this is David Siegel for Dishin' and Swishin's weekly podcast, and I have a really big pleasure for you guys this week. And USA Basketball is sending over a contingent for the first 3-on-3 Women's Basketball Championships, and I have members of that squad with me right now, and it's always a pleasure to welcome back to the show Chinea Agwumike, my favorite Agwumike, still at Stanford. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Having a blast out here in Colorado.
So, today, first thing, what is your first recollections of playing 3-on-3 ball? I mean, we all played in the driveway.
Yeah, my first recollection of 3-on-3 was probably about this early summer. I've never played 3-on-3, which is surprising, unless you count playing outside with my little sisters in NECA, where NECA would sometimes go 1-on-3. So this is very new to me, but it's awesome because I've never had so much fun with the sport in a different way. I mean, it's just a cool, different experience. You know, it's a challenge because it's like one continuous fast break. But other than that, we're having a blast. And plus, we're playing with, you know, I'm playing with Skylar and Bria and Ann Strother. So, like, it's really fun. Intelligent players working hard and basically just, you know, going to work.
Now, explain for the people that don't know. First question is, for the 3-on-3, we're used to playing, you know, you play in the driveway, you're playing on one hoop. Are we playing half court or full court here?
We are playing behind the three-point line, but don't let that fool you. It's an international three-point line, which is about a step off of college. So it's pretty far out, and you think, oh, you can play 3-on-3 with that line. It's one continuous play of basketball. You get 12 seconds, you go back out, you have to clear the ball outside of the three-point line, and the play starts over again. And people are tricky. So, like, you have techniques. I'm not going to release them because we have to go compete soon, but there are really cool techniques that we use to score, and it's creative. You have to be creative, but then you also have to be in shape.
Oh, I would say so. So you take back everything, right? Even if it's an air ball, you still got to take it back to the three-point line?
Yes. If it's an air ball, if it's a shot attempt, you have to clear it. But if it's your own shot attempt, you don't. So O boards are fair game. But if another team shoots, you still have to clear.
Wow, that does sound like it's really intense in terms of the speed of the game.
Yes, it is. And plus, when you have Bria Hartley and Skylar Diggins, telling you what to do, it's even that much faster. But it's a great blessing in disguise because they're pushing you to be better, and we're learning to get our own conditioning so that we can beat teams that are not in shape. And we're in Colorado, so we're dying, but it's a good death, you know.
You know, when they first reached out to you and said, hey, there's this 3-on-3 tournament, you know, we want you to try out for it. I mean, what'd you think? I mean, it sounds definitely, you know, you played for USA Basketball before and all, but you know, this is wild.
Yeah, funny thing is we got an email from Coach Carol Callum, head of USA, and it was me, Bria, and a couple other girls, and immediately Skylar Facebook messaged me and said, teammates again, because we played in China last summer, and then Bria texted me, yo, did you get that email? And then we started talking, we're like, wow, this sounds really neat. And it was, you know, usually USA Basketball, very intense, rigorous cuts 2 or 3 times a summer. But this one was very welcoming. The opportunity was great because it's a new sport. And we both, you know, we all had summers off, essentially. So we just wanted to compete and do something different, but also, you know, advance our game. So we all said yes, and we're having a blast out here.
So what's been your favorite part of playing 3-on-3 basketball so far? What's different that you're really enjoying?
I love that the team is small because you get to know each other better. You get to understand each other's game. But at the same time, like, your team, but you get to really just hang out off the court and on the court and just try to, you know, better yourself as a player while, you know, playing these high-volume, you know, repetitions and possessions. So it's really a test of who you are, but it's a great experience so far, and we're going to make it a better experience soon.
Well, let me tell you, with those 2-point guards, one thing I know that you're improving on is keeping those hands up all the time.
Oh, definitely. But you know what? I'm telling them, you guys, you know, I'm not a person that doesn't want to jump. Throw that ball to the rim, and they're learning, and it's fun.
Yes, yes, we have seen that in your game, that's for sure.
Yes, definitely.
I want to wish you the best of luck in Athens and have a great time in a great city. And it sounds like a perfect way to wrap up the summer before getting back to the hardcore Stanford classwork.
Well, I appreciate it so much. And, you know, you're doing some great things for the game. I enjoy conversing with you on Twitter. So it's just been a great relationship, and I'm really excited to go to Athens and try to bring that gold medal.
Good luck to you tonight.
Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Muffin McGraw, head coach at the University of Notre Dame, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin'.
And the second member of USA Basketball's 3-on-3 team has joined us now, and that is the Notre Dame Fighting Irish star guard, Skylar Diggins. Yeah, you know, Skylar, when you go back to class and they ask you, what did you do this summer, I think you may have the most expansive essay I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I definitely would have, you know, I would definitely fill the pay's requirement, that's for sure.
So let's talk 3-on-3. Now, you know, Janae said that her first exposure to it was NECA playing 1-on-3 against the rest of the family. You know, being an Indiana girl, though, I'm sure that, you know, you must have been playing 3-on-3 in the driveway and in the schoolyard well before that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had a Gus Macker in Indiana, and I got to play it when I was around 7 or 8 years old. So that's my last 3-on-3 memory. Besides, you know, sometimes in pickup, you know, you might play a 3-on-3 game, or, you know, growing up, you know, at the recreational center, you play a 3-on-3 game. But yeah, I played my memory. Earliest memories of 3-on-3 was the Gus Macker when I was like 7 or 8.
So when you got this email from Carol Callen and USA Basketball talking about possibly joining this. Now, what first thought was there? Really, was your first thought who else is going to be involved, or really they do 3-on-3 basketball for a world championship?
Yeah, my first thought is when I saw email from Carol, she could have asked me to do 1-on-1 full court, and I would have said yes. You know, just the excitement of being able to represent your country. You know, it really didn't matter what she asked us to do, but when I saw 3-on-3, I was definitely interested. You know, it sounded like a fun tournament and something to be a part of. Then when I saw my teammates, I knew it was definitely a chance for us to win it, and, you know, just three other great players, and, you know, Alyssa couldn't make it, but even with Ann, you know, Skylar coming in, I think that was great for us in her background and what she was able to do at her college.
So tell me what's the best difference? What are you really enjoying about playing the game 3-on-3 instead of just playing 5-on-5?
Oh, well, you know, it's definitely a faster game. You only have 12 seconds from the time you get the rebound. So it's almost all late shot clock violations, and, you know, most late shot clock violations, it's kind of like a scramble. So it causes you to be a lot more mental, I would have to say. It's a lot of strategizing, and it's the pace of the game is faster.
Now, is it as intense? You played USA Basketball, of course, you know, and had success winning gold medal even as late as last summer. Is it as intense up there in Colorado getting ready for this, or is this more of a laid-back atmosphere?
I would say it's more laid-back than 5-on-5, but it's still super intense. With the expectations of winning gold, you know, that's precious. And, you know, when you think about that, you know, you want to go hard. You know, you represent your country. It's not just, you know, and then the players I'm playing with, we're used to playing at a high level. You know, me and Bria and Sinead, you know, even Ann, you know, going deep and playing on the, you know, highest level that you can in the college team. You know, I mean, we're very competitive players and we want to win. So, you know, we're all about getting better out here and, you know, we want it to translate, you know, take some things back to us when we go to school.
Now, I know how proud you are of always wearing the USA uniform on your jersey. We've talked about this before. But this summer with the Olympic team and the U18s and U17s finishing up this weekend, you know, is there even a little extra feeling to put that uniform on?
Oh, yeah. I'm always excited when I get that chance. And, you know, like you said, you know, with the Olympics and things like that, we know people are going to be coming at us. You know what I mean? You know, the way our men's and women's basketball teams were able to dominate, you know what I mean? I know people are going to want to say, well, we beat USA in 3-on-3, you know what I mean? It's a total different game, and you have to take away so many things. It's almost like the even playing field for everyone, no matter what your style of play is, because it's mostly about your strategy.
Well, it certainly looks like that you guys are going to have a great time over in a wonderful place like Athens. And the team looks like it's a lot of fun, and I know how much you like enjoy playing with Bria and with Kinney, and I'm sure that Anne's going to fit in seamlessly. She always seemed to, at least in the past. So good luck to you in Athens. I know you're going to be coming back with that goal.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking time.
My pleasure. We'll talk soon.
This is Jackie Jamelis, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin'.
A third member of the USA Basketball 3-on-3 team for the World Championships is somebody that I have gotten to know a bit in Connecticut, and I'm pleased to welcome Bria Hartley on the line now. Bria, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, I gotta wonder here though. Did you like plan this so that Coach Ariyama comes back and you get the heck out of town?
No, I did not plan it that way. I mean, it was just an opportunity that presented itself, and it seemed like it seemed really cool. So.
Yeah. Now you've played USA Basketball for a number of years. You've been very successful, won gold medals, but this is a whole different kind of animal, huh?
Yeah, it's a really different game, but we have a good group of girls, and I think we have a good opportunity to win gold.
So what are you enjoying the most at it? Is it playing the different style of game? Obviously, with just, you know, a few players on the team, you guys are getting to know each other even closer than before. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that the interaction between you guys has got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely is a lot of fun. I mean, hanging around them, being around great players, it's just fun all the time, man. I think it's just great that we are able to go to another country, I mean, country I've never been to before, and I think we're just really going to enjoy our experience.
You know, and it just wouldn't be a USA Basketball team if there weren't at least 50% UConn girls on the team.
True, that is true.
How's it been playing with the old lady?
It's good. I mean, to play with someone that's played at UConn has been a part of their legacy and basically all the history that's there at UConn. I mean, it's great, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And it's just good to spend time with someone to compare, like, how it was when she was playing, how it is now when I'm playing. So, we talked a little bit, and nothing's changed from what you told me.
Yeah, see if you can get something to hold over Coach's head a little bit in practice.
Definitely.
One thing that is different for you is, you know, you're playing with Janae, who has been such an opponent off the court, and Skylar, who's been such an opponent off the court. Yet you play, you know, with USA Basketball, you guys all play together. You know, how do you turn it on and off to, you know, the rivalries, and how much boasting goes between you guys? How much trash talk is going on about the schools?
I mean, we joke around a little bit. I mean, we know the rivalries between our schools when we play each other, and we're competitive. We're competitive players, and when we see each other during the season, we're going to play hard, and we're going to do what's best for our team to win. But when we come together, we here on USA Basketball, we all have the same goal. We're all trying to win a gold medal, and USA Basketball is the opportunity to get better. So we're all just pushing each other to work hard and to get better, and we're just basically taking advantage of what opportunity was given to us.
Now, how do you guys get ready? Because obviously when you're dealing with four people playing three-on-three, you know, you clearly aren't doing a two-hour practice. So how is it working out? How's it working in Colorado there?
It's good. I mean, we still did 2 days, but the practice is probably like an hour and a half. But a lot of this is like strategy. So there's a lot more talking. And it's a new game to all of us. So a lot of us had to learn the rules of 3-on-3 and all that stuff and just when to call timeouts, when you need this type of shot, when you need another type of shot. So it's good. It's a lot more mental than physical, I think.
Yeah, Janae explained that there's the shot clock and taking the ball back to the 3-point line each time. Is there any other rules that have caught you a little bit, you know, that you're not used to that, like, if anybody was interested in catching up on this, you know, that they should know about?
I can't think of anything. Like Janae said, there's a shot clock. It's a 12-second shot clock, which makes the game a lot faster. It's 10-minute games or the 21 points. So the game could be as short as you want or to 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. So nobody has to reach 21?
No.
Gotcha.
When the time runs out at 10 minutes, the game's over.
Oh, okay, because, you know, I looked at you guys' scores in the qualifying, and 21 didn't seem to be a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we're able to get to 21 as quick as possible to make the game shorter, that's what we're going to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, how many rounds are there over there? Do you know?
I think in pool play, there's probably about 6 games, because I'm pretty sure there's 2014. I mean, there might be 5 games. I think it's 2014 total, or 28, something like that. Might be 28.
So it's set up just like we saw in the Olympics. There's pool play,
yeah,
and then advance.
Yeah, there's pool play, and then there's the medal round.
So now FIBA's pushing hard, and USA Basketball's involved, to try and get this into an Olympic sport in the future. Now, is this something, now, come 2016, they're going to look at you and say, senior national team 3-on-3. Now, what do you think, Bria? Do you care which one they would look at you more seriously for, or is it just wearing the USA that you love?
I think it's wearing the USA. I mean, I think the opportunity to play in the Olympics for either team would be great to me. You know, it wouldn't really matter, but as long as you're able to represent your country in the play, it's great.
And one last question I got to ask you is, now, have you been able to keep up, well, I assume being at USA Basketball's headquarters, you've seen the job that Stewart, Tuck, and Jefferson have done. Excited about this year?
Yes, I'm really excited for our team. I mean, I know they're doing great. I know they're playing in the gold medal game tonight, so hopefully they bring home that gold medal, which I'm sure they will. So it's great. I'm really eager to play with them this season.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a fun year. I'm looking forward to it myself. Well, Bria, enjoy Athens. You said you've never been there before. I hope you get a chance to explore the city some. and have a great time. And, you know, another gold medal coming back to Connecticut wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yes, it definitely wouldn't. Thank
you. Take care, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Elena Deladon, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin'.
And last and certainly not least, it is my pleasure to welcome the old lady of the 3-on-3 team. One of my favorite players to ever put on a Connecticut jersey, and it's a pleasure to see playing basketball for USA Basketball one more time, Ann Strother. Ann, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, and thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So how excited were you when you got the phone call and they said that Alyssa was not going to be able to play and would you like to fill in?
I was thrown off guard, to be totally honest. I was working on my mental health rotation for my nursing school, and got a call from Travis from USA Basketball, and he said that someone had backed out and that they were looking for a replacement, and would I be able to even go next week if everything went through. And I had 1 week off from nursing school the whole year and had planned on kind of going to Tahoe with my boyfriend and just take a week break, and ended up switching plans and going to play in a world tournament.
You know, Tahoe with the boyfriend, Greece with USA Basketball, I really don't think there's a bad choice there.
No, but it's definitely Greece with the USA team is an absolute, you know, honor and once-in-a-lifetime experience, and one that I'm really excited to be part of for sure.
Now, you played in the qualifying tournament on a team. How did you get involved in that? How did the teams get entered into this in the first place? So just kind of so that people can understand how this whole thing worked.
Well, that's an interesting story, actually. My boyfriend was playing in the tournament, and I went to go watch him play, and I was sitting next to Abby Wainer, who played at Duke and is from Colorado as well, and she was like, you know, we should just put a team in together. The worst thing could happen, we go to Greece, we get to compete at the international level, and so she kind of got a team together, and then the last second she had to back out because she's coaching now, and so she put this team in and then ran, and we all got together, a bunch of us who had played club together growing up, ended up going and competing in it down in the Springs.
And you did well. You made it to the bronze medal game.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
okay. So now, have you been playing regularly still, pickup, or, you know, what have you been doing with basketball, you know, since you retired from competition?
I go every once in a while, and I go shoot at the gym my boyfriend plays just about every day, so I'll go over and I'll shoot around and kind of play with them every once in a while, but for the most part, I've just been shooting and really doing other kind of non-pounding things in my body, just kind of some running and alternative things, kickboxing and yoga and stuff like that. So for me, I've stayed in shape, but basketball shape is a whole different thing. So I've tried to get back into it in the last couple days.
You mean running through the hallways in one of your rotations,
yeah.
The equivalent of 3-on-3 basketball?
Yeah, it's a little different. A little different.
And on top of that, they got to throw you out there with three of the most athletic, high, fast-motored, high-paced players that are out there today.
They are. They're incredible to play with. I've played with them the last 2 days now, and it's just they're just so easy to be with and play with. They know how to play. They know how to get everyone involved, and they're great people too. So it's been fun.
Now, I asked Bria if she was getting any good dirt on Coach. Yeah, you giving any stories to him?
We haven't had much time to talk yet, but I'm sure once we're over there, we'll be able to talk about some of the comparisons and what's changed and get some good dirt going.
You know, I thought it was a not just a coincidence that she left to go to Colorado as soon as he got back from London.
I know. Yeah, it's pretty, you know, to have six former UConn players on the Olympic team and him coaching, it was fun to watch for me. I was glued to the TV for the last month watching them, and really, really happy for them, and just been a lot of fun the past whole month.
Well, I was saying to Bria, it just wouldn't be a USA team without being 50% UConn on it, so that you had to be added.
That's true.
So being the elder statesman, so to speak, you're still so young, though.
That sounds good.
How is it being with these kids on the court? I mean, does it feel any different? You said that you're still just getting yourself back into conditioning for game shape. You know, but just in general, you know, does it feel different being with these youngsters?
It doesn't. And that I think is what's really cool about this whole experience for me, is that I've been able to come in and they're really, you know, talking to me and making sure that everyone's where they need to be and helping with the plays and all that stuff. So, and they know how to play. They've grown up playing. We all grew up playing. And I think that's something that you can't really teach. You can't really coach. And it just feels like a good fit for everybody.
Now, when did you as a youngster start playing 3-on-3 basketball? Was it just playground or, you talk about how we used to play in the driveway and stuff. I mean, was that your first exposure?
Yeah, I think I played 3-on-3 since I was really little. I remember when I lived in Iowa, that was two of my best friends that I grew up with. We played in a 3-on-3 tournament, and we tried to always qualify for the national. And we ended up coming to the national one, which was here in Colorado, the year before I moved out here. And that it was definitely one of my first early experiences with basketball, and one of the best memories I have growing up too.
Were you surprised when you heard that FIBA and USA Basketball was trying to make 3-on-3 into a big-time sport in its own right and possibly even an Olympic sport?
You know, a little bit, but I think it's a great idea. There's it's just such a different game than 5-on-5. You don't have any help side. The shot clock is so fast. You don't really have time to put together a lot of plays. It's just kind of knowing each other and knowing how to play the game. And I think it's fun to watch, it's fun to play, and just kind of like the 2-on-2 volleyball, sand volleyball, it's kind of got that same feel to it. So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, one of the things about Connecticut that had to help you and Bria when you translated to a thing like this is, you know, the lack of set plays and the fact that it's move to the open space, play intelligently, and just play a little bit more, say, freestyle basketball has got to help you in this type of venue.
Yeah, it definitely does, and that's something that, like you said, we worked on endlessly at UConn, and even before, I'm sure, is just learning how to read defense and playing off each other and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So, how far along are you now in nursing school?
I'm about 2/3 done. I have my last 3 rotations. I have community health, my med-surg rotation, and then my senior practicum. So that's it, and I graduate in December.
Wow.
Boy, yeah.
I'm very impressed with the way that you have tried, you worked the administrative office at Colorado, after your WNBA career and playing overseas, and, then you did the modeling gig. Now, you still doing any of that?
Yeah, a little bit. I do a little bit here and there, just kind of for fun on the side.
And you know, it just seems like you've really got a good grasp on everything that's going on in your life. And it's something that, that's a bigger thing than, anything that can happen in the basketball court.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy with where I am right now and feel like nursing is a great place for me. And I work one day a week at the Children's Hospital of Colorado and in the pediatric oncology unit. And it's a really rewarding career, and I'm happy to be where I am.
Well, and I think that people are going to be very happy to see you back on the court, to hear about you back on the court with gold around you, and then gold around your neck one more time.
That's the plan.
Well, yeah, good luck to you there. Enjoy Athens. You get the boyfriend coming with you at least?
No, because it was such a last minute thing. There's the tickets were like $3,000. So
yes, the wonders of traveling.
I know. That made it a little difficult.
If you come back with gold, maybe you can still make it to Tahoe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck to you, and it's a pleasure talking to you again. Anything that you would like to say to your fans in Connecticut as a going away?
I would just say, thanks for all the support over the years, and this is a great experience, and I'll be excited to watch everybody this year and be a fan on the other side of it, too.
Hey, and just if these youngsters try and pull one thing on you, Ann, just tap the ring finger. And say, what are you guys wearing on yours?
Yeah, exactly.
You take care and good luck.
Thank you. Me too.